us now, we have with us Mark Dean, a tremendous artist, cartoonist of note. At his work can often be found at marklevinfan.com. And I have in my formerly persimmon martini stained fingers a set of wonderful, a deck of cards, actually. And Mark is here to tell us all about them. Welcome to Freedom Radio, Mark Dean.
It's good to hear from you. You're going to make me follow Chico Marx, huh?
Yeah.
How appropriate. And talking about the Obama administration, to have a Marx introduce me.
Yeah, that's the way they do things. They run out of gas, they got to go back.
Exactly.
That's pretty much their MO. They do things so well. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, we're going to go for what is the point of interest first. And we're going to talk about your latest project, which can be found at handsoffliberty.com. And tell us how you, please, folks, open another window and go look at that. And I have in my little hands a wonderful deck of 52. And
54.
Us, 54,
we
sorry.
Have jokers in there, too.
So I can't count. Okay. Yes, we have jokers. We have more jokers than we know what to do with.
Well, they're all jokers, but we designated two to carry that moniker. So.
Yeah, tell us, Mark, about your project.
Well, back in August, I think it was, Scott, who runs Mark Levin Fan, who I do a weekly cartoon for, called me and told me that I should go onto Facebook. So I did. And as soon as I had less than a week after hearing from a couple of people I hadn't heard from since junior high school, Greg Garvey called me. You know, he's the Gold Star dad who runs the website lesttheybeforgotten.org or .com. You know, son was lost in Iraq in 2003. But he said he and another buddy had a great idea that they wanted to do a deck of cards a la the Iraqi, you know, wanted cards, and to put all the liberal politicians on it instead. And I said, sure. So he said, okay, well, there's a big tea party coming up in October, so we'd like to have it. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on there. We're talking about 54.
Hold on there. Hold on now. Characters. Whose line was that? Hold on.
Me. I'm not sure I can make that deadline. So I dug in with both heels and then got to work. And lo, 6 months later, we finally got it done in time for the upcoming Tea Party National Convention in Nashville. And basically, each card is a cartoon unto itself. It's one of our favorite politicians. You name him, and we got him, just about, all the big wigs, from Boxer to Feinstein to Kerry to Waxman to Rangel to... 11 to Hillary to Bill. And we started out, we wanted to use actual quotes because they say such silly things.
They do say such silly things, and they're perfect for short quotes for a small card. But I have to say that when they came in the mail, Greg was kind enough to send me a pack early, and my son was here, as I told Mark earlier. I couldn't get the pack open, so I asked my son and his friend to open them, and naturally my son didn't respond, so the friend opened them. And he is apolitical, but he said, wow, they're really, he was looking at the drawings themselves, the artwork, and the artwork alone is worth it. I have to say, my personal favorite has to be Jimmy Carter.
I like that one, too. That guy's such a menace.
A menace.
But he's such a joke at the same time. I mean, his politics are so blatantly anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. He's just become a caricature of himself.
An evil character, I must say.
Oh, well, that was the thing, that it wasn't so hard to come up with the quotes. I mean, I made up some of them, but they're all based on things and stances these people have already, you know, established. And they're all based in reality. Just sometimes it's maybe not exactly what they said, although there's many, many, many of those in the deck.
Yes, rather than, for instance, I don't want to read them all because we'll give it away, but for Robert Byrd, it says, can we ruin this country? And underneath it says, yes, we can. So it's not like he's writing falsehoods. It's just a play on the situation. And Murphy's
Well, that's why I said each one
fabulous.
Is like a cartoon unto itself. And so I did basically, for me, I average about a cartoon or maybe two a week. And I did these in 6 months, so I did about a year's worth of work for me in half the time. So it was a labor of love because it's for a good cause. You know, my partners and I, we love this country, and we want it to survive Obama. And so anything we can do to make fun of the current direction that he's trying desperately to take us in,
people will want these cards, and they can be got.
Handsoffliberty.com.
Right. And what is the name of the site where people can find the rest of your work, or some of the rest of your work?
Well, my own personal website is under construction right now by our good friend Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint, Scott, let's get going. He's my webmaster, and he's done a great job for me, and he's done so much for me. But if you want to see the body of my work, if my site's not up to date yet, my site is marcodino.com. That's MarcoDino.com. But he has most of my work on his site at marklevinfan.com. All you have to do is look for Madhouse by Mark Dean, which is the name of my strip, on the left column, and it'll take you right to his archive of my stuff.
We are speaking with Mark Dean, cartoonist extraordinaire, whose work can be seen currently on his deck of 52, modeled after the deck that the Bush administration put out, illustrating the lovely and talented faces of the people in Iraq that were most in need of capturing and putting out of business. And these are the 52 liberals in the United States who are most in need of putting out of business. So you may want to go to handsoffliberty.com and get yourself a deck. And you can take these to the various tea parties and leave one here or there just to annoy. Oh, go to liberal spots and leave one here, leave one there. You know, like Starbucks.
Exactly. Scatter them in New York. You find playing cards on the street all the time. I don't know how that happens, but in my neighborhood, you find playing cards strewn along the street. So you could do that. You know, go to Boston and do it.
Oh yeah, or go to the NEA meetings.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it.
Well, actually, two of my partners are going to the National Tea Party, the first National Tea Party convention. In Nashville at the beginning of February 4th through the 6th, sponsored by Tea Party Nation. And they're going to be hawking our cards there. Sarah Palin's going to be the keynote speaker, and Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily will be there. And Michelle Bachmann, the senator, the great senator from Minnesota, is also going to be a speaker there. So,
and our friend Greg Garvey, who is the instigator of this thing of yours.
Yes.
One of the instigators of this thing of yours.
Yep.
Will be there.
He'll be there with
hawking his creation.
Absolutely. His flags. He has flags and patches honoring his son, Justin. Who he lost in 2003 in Iraq, Sergeant mm-hmm. Justin Garvey, and Dave Castle, who is actually the editor of the TPN newsletter, will also be there. And those are two of my buddies, my partners.
Wonderful. And did you mention Sarah Palin?
Yes, she's the keynote speaker at that event. And we're hoping we can get a pack of these cards in her hands. And if anybody can do it, Greg can. He's a salesman extraordinaire.
Well, we'll have to tell Grave Idiots to go over to Sarah's website.
Oh, he's got it all planned. Oh, I don't know if she, I don't know about her website. She has a website?
Yeah, she's got a whole thing on Facebook. A whole.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, I could do that.
I still haven't had that Facebook thing figured out. I mean, it's for the life of me. That I've gotten so many friends I never knew I had. and people that I thought I'd never see or hear again. I mean, I'm going to have to dig out my yearbooks to see who these people are who are contacting me.
I am actually on the Sarah Palin Health Care Review Team.
Oh.
And so I can... I don't know what my status is right now, but I can certainly... it makes me so nuts, but I can certainly post a thing or two over that way, and I shall do so. Yes, and I believe we have another caller.
Sarah.
Welcome to Freedom Radio, Greg Garvin.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Good evening, Sarah.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, my friend, and I wanted to call and let the world know, congratulations, I couldn't have picked a better partner for a business deal in my life. You put in way above and beyond the call of duty for what you've done with this, and each one of these cards truly are a work of art, and they truly are. Oh, you know it. I mean, you're the one who did the work, man.
And that is so great because they will help stoke the fire that already exists for
exactly
destroying the political machines on both sides of the aisle.
There's no more being a conservative, a progressive, or whatever. And we saw it last week in Massachusetts. Traditional Americans, the people that were raised to be traditional Americans with common sense, have stood up, spoken out, and that's what this is all about. And that's where we're going. We're going to turn this country back around where it's supposed to be. We're capitalists. We're, you know, this is the greatest country in the face of the earth, and we've stood strong and steadfast for the last 200 plus years, and there's never been another place like it.
Amen.
Amen. And we're going to make that. Where will people, if this country goes under or becomes just another England, just another what have you, Switzerland, forgive me those two countries, what will people fight and struggle to reach? Where will they look to freedom for? Where will they go for
There's
the inspiration
to go
for their own freedom?
Well,
Sergeant Tim says.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems that Obama's, you know, main intention is to water our Constitution down and water our freedom down and make us part of the European Union. And that's just not America, and I think people are waking up. I mean, if you can wake the people up in Massachusetts, then you can wake them up anywhere, especially with Kennedy's seat. And, I mean, like these cards, for instance, that I did, this is not an original idea. When the guys brought it to me, I thought, oh, wow, this is a great idea, and I research everything. And so I went on the internet and researched, and political playing cards have been around since colonial times.
Wow.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, since the 1700s they've been around. And it's an age-old venue of political, you know, freedom of speech. And what makes our cards different is that I did them. It's not bragging on myself, but they're just—it's just a different artist's take on an age-old venue. And there are political cards all over the place. I mean, there were Bush cards in the '80s, and in the during his administration, and you know, 8 years ago. And it's nothing new except for our take on them is what's new, and the main thing is that our objective is probably the most evil and insidious threat to our freedom that we've ever faced in my lifetime.
Absolutely.
And that's why these cards are important, if you ask me.
And those cards are important. And also, What I'd like to bring about, there's a great book out there that I want to bring people's attention to that I have gotten, and it's called Have You Seen My Country Lately? And it's by Jerry Doyle, one of my favorite radio hosts, me and Greg.
Love
yeah,
you too.
Jerry Doyle. He makes me laugh so hard when I'm in my bluest moment. He makes me laugh at something so, just to take the most hideous thing that's going on in that day, and he has me laughing my hiney off at it. And it's a gift. It's an Irish gift to be able to do that, to take tragedy and turn it around into humor. And so if you like that, I suggest, you know, to help. It's another tool. The deck of cards, the Jerry Doyle book, the Mark Levin book, and our guest next week, Mark Thiessen, he's written another book. And what Tim talked about this earlier in the show, and that is failure, the deliberate failure, in my opinion, of this administration to handle the war on terror correctly. The threat that is this administration to our national security. And he proves it. He proves so many things. He comes out with a key point, and I am not going to tell you what it is because Mark Thiessen will be on our show next week to do that.
Okay, well, it's time to separate what America needs to realize, that we need to separate the war from the warrior. We need to honor the warrior. They're the ones out there putting it out there every single day on the front lines for you, me, and everybody listening to this radio program tonight.
Good night, sir. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
And Mark, we're going to have you back again, I hope, and thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to talk to you again.
Great job. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you.